Hello everyone. My name is Murat Sahili. The title of presentation is Use of Animal Waste is Beef, Cattle Farming and Environmental Consideration. The problem of waste dumped on the environment has been increasingly serious in Turkey. An important part of waste-related pollution in agricultural areas results from animal wastes. Beef cattle farming is common in Turhal district of Tokat province, Turkey. Turkey is located in the junctions of Europe and Asia. Study area is located within the Middle Black Sea region of Turkey. This study was conducted to evaluate the effects of barns located in the Tokat region, Turkey and environment, and bring out solution to solve this pollution problem. The main material of the investigation in the data obtained from a face-to-face questionnaire conducted over 55 beef cattle farms in Tural district of Tokat province in August-September 2009 period. For determination of sample size, Neyman method, a layer sampling method, was used considering layer borders. Calculated sample size was 55. Social status of the people that took part in the questionnaires was given in Table 1. The majority of people were in the 36 and 50 age intervals, and considerable number of people was over 51 years of ago. In terms of education level, about the thirds of the farm owners were only primary school graduate. Owners with a higher level of the education were quite rare. This means a negative situation for the producers to follow the novel techniques. About half of the people in the questionnaires were natives of Tokat province, and the rest migrated from surrounding provinces. About 40% of all farms were in the operation for 11 and 20 years, and the rest were established before 20 years. Great majority of the farm owners relied on their own experience and or knowledge and did not participate in any kind of training program, such as course, seminars, workshops related to beef cattle farming. All of the farm owners maintained that they kept the date of birth, weight during the feeding process, weight at the birth, and other records about pedigree and disease. Despite its significance, half of the farmers did not keep any records. Average cattle units of livestock animals per farm was of 21.37. Majority of the animals were hybrids of different races. Average land size was 1.7 hectare, and a significant part of this land was owned by the farmers. Since the major occupation of the farms was beef cattle farming, the average land per farm was not very high. Due to small size of farms, about 20% of the farms were no areas to collect and store the manure. Manure produced annuals was average 19 tons. Manure storage capacity was average 79 tons. In the farms without a manure storage facility, manure was deposited in the open and used in the various wares. Most of the manure was used in the fields, but some of it was poured into the rivers or water canals. It was found that a majority of the farm operators did not know the proper manner storing conditions. Storing conditions closed areas were 30%, tanks were nearly 30%, and open areas were 20%. Manure was mostly stored in open. In some farms, manure was directly poured in the sewage system and or into the river. Open stored manure releases unpleasant odor, increases pest insects, notably flies, result in this deterioration of environmental quality. 70% of farms owners thought that odor from animal wastes did not bother the people in the vicinity. None of the farmers paid any fines or got any warning for polluting the environment. Liquid vessels also encouraged in barns causes deterioration of hygienic conditions and results in odor and diseases. In a great majority of farms studied, manure was given away to farmers for free or used within the farm. A small amount of the farms sold the manure. Of the farm owners participated in the questionnaires, 70% of the farms worried the disposal of soiled or liquid manure in the water, sewage. However, 16% of the farm's owners had no ideas about how to dispose the manure. Every inch 94 barns had windows. About 95% of the barns were cleaned on a daily basis. In 45% of the farm's barns were cleaned weekly. About half of the farm's owners considered the idea of organized feed industry area positive gain. The main reasons were possible yield and income increases and better hygienic conditions. Nearly 70% of the farms sampling, especially the large ones, had animal diseases and deaths within the last 12 months. The main reasons were infections and some inert materials in the feed material and abortions. Membership of beef cattle farms in the various organizations such as union, societies, cooperatives were studied. Nearly 90% of the farms were not aware of any such organization. In addition, none of the farms were members of such organization. This study showed that some of animal wastes, especially soiled and liquid manure, are dumped on the river or irrigation canals, which cause severe environmental pollution. All the farms raise beef cattle for more than 20 years. About 3/4 of the farm owners did not know how to store manure properly. In addition, the farm owners who claimed to know the proper ways of the manure storing were storing the manure in open land. Large farms produced more manure than their manure storage facilities could have and had some problems with the excess manure. In order to control and make use of animal wastes and to prevent unpleasant odor and weave, establishment of an organization feed industry area should be considered. Producers as well as other people in the sector should be educated about the issue. Besides, special collective and storage facilities should be built in the order to prevent animal wastes to become environmental polluters. Thanks.